This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Right, it is bright and early on a Saturday morning. If you hear my voice, you know what it means. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I'm Perry White. I have saved you guys your ears today. No air horn. I know you guys get so used to hearing air horns bright and early on a Saturday. No, Brandy, unfortunately, Brandy B. Harris, my co-host, is out today not feeling good. So, Brandy, we hope you feel better. From Mike and I here in the studio, hope everything. You've been holding it down as well when I've been up moving around and all about the place. So I appreciate everything you've been doing. But guess what? It's back to the fellas in here, Mike. Yeah, it's back to the fellas up in here. It's feeling real, you know, what they call it? The man pad, I guess, is that what you, it is what it is. But yeah, Brandy, we hope you feel better. Never like anytime somebody doesn't feel good. Hope you guys have had a good week. A great week, matter of fact. Swag Media Day just passed, right? Did you like what you saw? If you watched it, did you like what you saw? I'll talk about the rankings. We'll get to looking at where did the predicted order of finish for Southern University and many other schools. We'll talk about the all-SWAC selection. How many Southern University players made the all-SWAC selection? Who all actually did make the all-SWAC selection from what teams? And we're going to have some very, listen, today's show is going to be very entertaining, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be very entertaining. And one of the things that we're going to do with today's show, we're going to have some interviews here in the house for you guys today. Southern University football players, the All-SWAC selection. And I'm not going to just break it out to you right now. If you haven't seen the All-SWAC selection already, then, hey, that's on you. But you'll get to see these guys, each and every one of these guys, as they make it into the building. Three interviews lined up for you guys today. I hope you are ready and to be entertained, as they say. Are you not entertained? Going to have things lined up, man. Today's show is going to be really special. I have a guest a little bit later in the show. I'm not going to break it right now. Got to make sure everything, you know, I'm one of those people where I got to make sure everything falls in place. When everything falls in place, then you just kind of roll with it. Right? But I hope you are entertained for today's show. This is one of those throwback shows I think y'all look forward to. Of the Jaguar Journal, Mike, you remember they used to get on me all the time. They thought it was, they didn't like the changes. Man, we missed the old school Jaguar Journal back when my daddy and all of them were, you know, watching the show. Well, you know, I'm the next generation. I'm the grandson. I'm the nephew. But it's always my hope in order to get this program to where you guys like it and enjoy it, because our whole goal and mission here is to inform you and also give you history. Most of all, giving you guys history to understand the past, the present, and then where we're going in the future. Today is the future. When we're talking to these players today, we're going to be learning about the future because, of course, the future at hand is the 2024 football season. These guys will be currently on the 2024 football season. But I got something from the past for you a little later on in the show. Kind of how we led up until this point. But that's the whole beauty and the purpose of the show, man. Swag Media Day, as I said, happened this past week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I watched it. I went through it. You know, typical Jay Walker. I called it. Coach, you know what? You know, what's more exciting, winning the game as a player or as a coach? Winning the damn game, Jay, doesn't matter. You just want to win it. I don't think it matters, right? Everybody wants to win. You don't have to be the player nor the coach. I think the camaraderie of both of them, but I ain't going to mess with Jay too much. But had an opportunity. You start to see the format of the SWAG Championship. It just, each year seems like they take one step forward just a little bit better than they did the last year. I like the fact of not having the players on the stage with the coach at the same time. To me, it takes away the opportunity of where you really want to go with the coaches. I enjoy having the players separate. They had them with a whole nother separate scene and set with an interviewer. For me, I enjoy that. I like that. But most of all, it was typical SWAG Media Day. Did nothing really stand out. You look at the SWAG standings, predicted order of finish, and hey, you can always go on the SWAG, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, social media, whatever. If you want to keep up with those things, you can go to swag.org. If you want to get information and you say, hey, you know what, I didn't get a chance to get that information on the Jaguar Journal, or it's something I want to share. So right now, as we get ready to get into fall camp, everything is just a predicted order of finish, right? Miles Crawley, I would drop this, is the SWAC Offensive Preseason Player of the Year. Kelby Givens on the defensive side is the SWAC Defensive Preseason Player of the Year. Southern University. And if you have seen Kelvin Givens, absolute dog, beast, disruptive, man, all of those things coming from that defensive side of the ball. Big news when you circle it, because now guess what? You have a quarterback as the preseason offensive player of the year, and you have a guy off the D-line as the defensive player, preseason defensive player of the year from Grambling and Southern. Won't that make one hell of a Bayou Classic, seeing Kelby Givens break through that line, that O-line, and getting a sack on Miles Crawley, who is the offensive preseason player of the year? I'm just trying to paint a picture. It's a long way from now. I know you ask coaches, hey, coach, what's your the most important game you're looking for on the season. Hey, all it starts with game one. We're just trying to go 1-0. So I guess I'm looking all the way down the line, and that's literally all the way down the line because that's the Bayou Classic. It's the granddaddy of them all. It is the last one, and it typically settles the score in the state of Louisiana who has the best football program. Last year, who won it? Grambling, I'll wait. Oh, okay. Southern won it last year. So to have a Grambling and a Southern player, both preseason offensive and defensive player of the year, that is huge, I think, for both of the programs. Now, can both of those players hold up to that end of the bargain? That is going to be the question. Mike, let's get ready to take a break, get ready to get our guest in and get settled in, man. Y'all stay tuned. We got a great show for you guys today. I'm Perry White. We got Mike holding it down. Brandy B. Harris out of the studio today. Hope you feel better, Brandy. Y'all, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep this thing rolling. All right, stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Danny Johnson, first and foremost, outstanding young man, great character, great young man. Can't say enough about him. Great father. You always see him, you know, hanging around with his son and spending time with his son and his family. As a player, I can't say enough about him. He has all the athletic ability that you want in a kid with playing corner, the footwork, speed. All the intangibles.
You know, I have a good work ethic. You know, there's been a lot of times, you know, in the offseason, like I just push myself to go work out, you know, even if nobody else was out there, just to, you know, get an extra push when we get back into the season, you know, because I always want to have the edge over everybody else. So, you know, it's just that mindset that I have. You know, I want to be one of the best. So, you know, I got to push myself, you know, if anybody else doesn't. And it's like a lot of stuff that I want to do with my son that I can't do because I'm playing ball. So, my biggest return to him is just, you know, having him come to games on Saturday. You know, he can see his father play in front of, you know, thousands of people. You know, it's just, it makes him happy. So whenever he's happy, I'm happy. But just when I get the chance to just go home and, you know, hear everything, you know, he's been doing in school and, you know, what he likes and doesn't like, you know, it just brings me back to that, just that fatherhood and just being around him. And that's what I like to do. You know, I put academics over football because, you know, I can't play football forever. You know, at some point, you know, I'm going to have to rely on that degree. So, you know, that's my biggest thing. And that's one reason why I came to Southern, to get that degree. So I set myself up to where I'll be able to graduate right after the season. So if football doesn't work out for me, I can always come back and go to grad school. So, you know, education is a big thing for me.
Danny Johnson put Southern University on a, you know, national stage. Obviously, everybody knows about Jag Nation and Southern University. But you'll see Danny Johnson playing on Sunday one day, and he'll be able to be an ambassador, you know, for the university.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
We are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I am Perry White. Hope you guys are having a good morning as we continue to keep this show rolling, man. We got very special guests here in the studio, and I wish y'all could see this backdrop of guys. I'm talking about some certified ballers in the building, and I got one right here next.